Our second lesson is probably quite familiar to many of you. It is the first 18 verses of the Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There is a much attributed quote out there. It's Benjamin Franklin or Mark Twain or Abraham Lincoln, or depends on which internet source you're using. But the line is that house guests, like fish, begin to stink after 3 days. And at this time of year, we somewhat know the truth of that, right? If somebody comes to visit, what do we have to do to get prepared? Clean. I heard clean from like every angle of the church. We clean, right? We move out of one room and into another sometimes. We try to find the hide-a-beds, the sheets, the extra pillows, the extra silverware. We do lots of dishes because washing dishes for 4 is different than washing dishes for 8 if you want to do lunch and dinner, right? But then they're going to go away, right? The holiday weekend is going to be over. They need to go back to work. They need to go back to their house. They just need to get out of our house. We don't really care where they go. They're going to go away. And that's guests. It's different when we talk about somebody coming to live with us, isn't it? So I'm going to take you back in time. Do you remember what happened when you brought your first child home? Things changed, didn't they? Just a little bit, right? I'm just talking about those outlet covers. I mean, that's all you had to do differently was put up outlet covers everywhere. I'm trying not to completely disillusion the younger generation, Kevin. But let's take it back a step in time because we're old enough as a congregation that things happened in a certain order. Do you remember when you brought your spouse home? Right? And somebody moved in with you, or you moved in with somebody? That's weird, isn't it? Do you know that they don't do things right? They don't do things the way you do them, and somehow you have to come to an agreement about how this is going to work, or not, in which case you usually show up in the pastor's office and do marital counseling. You remember what happens? The second child comes. when the child moves out. These days, when the child at 32 moves back in. Gene, can you tell us something about that? When the grandkids move in with the grandparents. When the parent moves in with the child. Things change. And I'm not talking about little, teeny, tiny things like outlet covers. Right? Routines change. Schedules change. The ability to leave for a weekend, to stay out late, to get up early. If you remember the days of diapers, the ability to do maybe 3 loads of laundry in a week and have it work for the whole week goes away. What's in the fridge changes. How many servings is enough changes. If there are going to be leftovers, changes. What you buy at the grocery store changes. How much toilet paper you need to buy changes. Right? Life changes on a very profound level when somebody moves in with us. Who would you let move in with you? It's not just anybody, right? There's a piece of relationship there that needs to happen, right? Who gets to come home at the holidays? I mean, at Gayla's house, it's her kids and anybody they drag home. My mother, on the other hand, hated that Southern colloquialism, drop by anytime, because do not drop by anytime. My house is not ready for you. You are not welcome here anytime you want to be here. I will invite you when it is time for you to drop by. Thank you very much. I'm more in that camp. I wonder why. Who do you invite to live with you? Who has your house as a safety net? Who has your house, your home, your family as people that they are welcome to be with? Because that is what John's gospel is talking about today. Jesus Christ puts on flesh and lives among us. God moves into the neighborhood. Now that you've thought about all of those obnoxious questions about what you have to do when everybody moves in for the weekend or for longer, how do our lives change when Jesus Christ moves in with us? That is really the ultimate question of the season, is how are we changed and transformed by this child born in Bethlehem, who is God, who is Emmanuel, who is the light of the world, the Savior of the nations, the hope of the peoples, the promised one, and the Messiah. How will you make your home ready for Jesus? Not just for these 3 days, and then we can kick him back out and he can go do his thing somewhere else, but for the rest of your life. The question at Christmas is, are we ready to have the child for whom there is no room at the inn find room permanently at our house? God alone be the glory this day and forevermore. Amen.